This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Nobody in Kansas City has sports like 96.5 The Fan.
Right side throw, touchdown! Kansas City, a three-yard touchdown pass in overtime. Kansas City wins the game.
Welcome into The Drive with Carrington Harrison.
Back-to-back best sports talk host as voted on in the Pitch magazine.
Live from the Van Studios, here's CDOT.
Let's do this. Another day, another dollar, another edition of The Drive. You were listening to The Drive on 96.5 The Fan, 96.5thefan.com, and also the Odyssey app. My name is Carrington Harrison. Excited to be here with you. It is game week in college football. Two of the three local schools play a real opponent this week. Kansas State plays Iowa State. That game will be in Ireland. Coach Chris Klieman will be on the show this week. I actually got a chance to talk to him today. We'll play that for you later in the week. Really excited for you guys to hear my conversation with the head coach of the Kansas State Wildcats. They are one of the many teams who have a chance of winning the Big 12. There's probably 4 to 6 teams that realistically have a chance of coming out of the Big 12 and representing them in the college football playoff. BYU is ranked preseason. Kansas State, Iowa State, Texas Tech, Arizona State. So there's a lot of really good teams. You also might see a surprise team. Last year, Arizona State was picked last place in the Big 12. They represented the conference in the college football playoff. It is also a special week for the University of Kansas. They have a brand new shiny stadium, and they play Fresno State coming up this weekend. I will be there. Rob will be there. I imagine a lot of you will also be there as well. Really excited for the start of the college football season here on The Drive. Again, we're going to be joined by Chris Klieman coming up later in the week. My name is Carrington Harrison. Happy to be here. Rob Brenton is here taking you up to 5:30 when we talk a little Royals baseball with Josh Furner. We're actually going to kick things off with the Royals. We'll do that in just a bit. But before, I need you guys to do me a couple of favors. Number one, I need you listening to The Drive each day at 2 o'clock right here on 96.5 The Fan. Number two, I need you to tell one friend to check out the show. I would normally ask for you to ask two people, but you know what? Beggars can't be choosers. If you could just tell one person at any point this week to check out the show, I would greatly appreciate it. And number three, I need you guys to remember that the open of the show is now brought to you by our friends over at The Other Place, with 5 metro locations serving great pizza for 25 years right here in Kansas City. So if you want some hot pizza and some cold drinks, make sure you stop by The Other Place, theotherplace.com as well. All right. Let's start with the Kansas City Royals. The top text message right now on the text line. So for those of you that don't know how it goes, it kind of goes like a text stream online. The top text says, the Royals aren't making the playoffs. Give it up, fellas. Now, this wasn't directed at us. This was directed toward the midday show, but I don't think you have to give it up when it comes to the Royals. Yes, the numbers suggest that they will likely not make the playoffs, but The Royals, as of now, are doing absolutely everything that you can ask them to do to give themselves a legitimate chance heading into late August and September. Now, sure, it is going to be an uphill battle to climb. You have to be 5 games better than the Yankees between now and the end of the season. So again, I'm not here to sell you a dream that the Royals are making the playoffs, but if you were telling the Royals that they have to win a certain number of games and you were telling them that they got to take care of business against certain opponents, they did exactly that this week. They took care of business against the Nationals. You come back home against the team in the White Sox that the Royals have definitely owned over the course of the last season and a half, and the Royals did it. Now the Royals have an important series this week against the Texas Rangers. We'll see how they perform. Vern will be on the show throughout the course of the week to keep an eye on it. Again, I'm not telling you to go out and get ready to buy wild card tickets. I'm simply telling you the Royals, they're at least doing their part to make things interesting, and we'll see how interesting they can make this thing. You got the Rangers coming up. You got the Detroit Tigers coming up. If the Royals can continue to string some good months and get on a little bit of a run here, they will at least be interesting heading into September. I don't really know how much more you can ask the Royals to be. So the Royals, I think, checked off some very important boxes for them, and they won the games that they're supposed to win. Now, you can't slip up, and you got to play nearly perfect down the stretch in order to give yourself a chance. And this season, the Royals have been anything but nearly perfect. But if you are asking them to check off certain boxes, they did that this week. They got the necessary sweep against the Chicago White Sox. They routinely pummel on the White Sox. I'm going to give it up for the Kansas City Royals and what they were able to accomplish this week. And as we are heading into a new week and a fresh start, let's see how they do in a 4-game series against the Rangers, a team that's directly behind them in the wild card conversation, and also the Tigers, who might be the best team in the American League, certainly in the conversation of being the best team in the American League. We do have a rule on this show. Rob, I don't want to get to the random lineup yet. We'll get to that coming up in just a little bit. Let me give you a little bit of Chiefs before we get to the random lineup. Now, let me defend Kingsley Suamataia for just a little bit. Some of this, I feel, has been created by the Kansas City Chiefs. I remember when the Chiefs first drafted Felix Onyedike Uzomah. There has very rarely been any pressure on Felix, any conversation, and there has been no sense of disappointment that he has been one of the bigger first-round busts that they have had in their franchise's history. Local kid, went to K-State, went to Lee Summit. The draft was here in Kansas City, and the belief when he first got drafted was, this is the redshirt year. So it kind of disarmed you a little bit because you were able to set your expectations for the future. And it would appear, based on this injury, based on how the first 3 years of his career is gone, maybe that future is never going to happen in Kansas City. But back to Kingsley Suamataia, it is impossible to me to remove that part of the feeling about Kingsley Suamataia is wrapped up in how he got treated last year. They treated him like he was the guy. There was never a competition at left tackle in June, July, and August. The Chiefs signified to all of us that they felt they had this position figured out. If you go spend a second-round pick on a player that is from Andy Reid's alma mater, and it is in Veach we trust, and the Chiefs get the benefit of the doubt in every single conversation, and that's earned based on how they perform, the Chiefs gave you every reason to believe that they had their left tackle until they started playing games. And then they started playing games. And in the middle of game number 2, they yanked Kingsley Suamataia, and that's when the criticism really started. That if the conversation around Kingsley would have been similar to the one that we had about Felix since day one, I don't know if he would be as polarizing as he feels to me. If you look at the numbers, I certainly get it. I'm not telling you that you need to believe in Kingsley. I'm not entirely sure if I believe in Kingsley. But one of the reasons that I think we're all hard on him is we saw the Chiefs give up on him last year, and they rarely give up on people as quickly as they gave up on him. They gave Kadarius Toney all the chances in the world. They still give Sky more opportunities. I have never seen them yank an opportunity away from a guy that they like as quickly as they did with Kingsley. The only other player I can think of them treating like this was Carson Steele, and it made sense. He was an undrafted running back. Yeah, you can be kind of hard on him a little bit. You don't have anything invested. This was a second-round pick that they sat down in the middle of game two and basically never gave him another chance at that position for the remainder of the year as the Chiefs were scrambling to try to figure out that position. Part of that was filled by they didn't have the right answer. So this year, as we're getting things going, and there's just not a lot of storylines right now, it's only so excited you can be about Robert Tonyan, you know? I mean, Robert Tonyan's their third tight end. You guys were smart. You know that he doesn't really factor in. It's just something to make you feel good in August until we get to the games that really matter. Kingsley matters. In fact, he is one of the more important players on their team. He is one of the more interesting storylines on the team. It's very hit or miss right now. He played 10 snaps this weekend. I'm going to give you the numbers from Pro Football Focus. He was their highest graded offensive player, 86.8. He was their lowest graded pass blocker, and it wasn't close. He got a 28.4 when it came to pass rush grade. No other player on their team got below a 72, but he was their top graded run blocker at 89.2. Will Campbell gave this quote. He plays for the New England Patriots. He was a very talented tight end, offensive lineman out of LSU. He said, as a defensive player, if you make one play a game, they put you in the Hall of Fame. As an offensive lineman, if you give up one play a game, then you are working at Amazon. And that really put things into perspective. As an offensive lineman, you are not allowed to fail ever. And if you fail, the consequences of your failure are pretty drastic. I've told you guys this. I think Kingsley right now is the only player that they have on the hot seat. There is not a single other player on their entire roster that is on the hot seat. Not a quarterback, not a running back, not a wide receiver, not a tight end, not on any of the other offensive line positions, nobody on defense. There is nobody currently that is in danger of losing their job other than Kingsley because he is the only player that they have an immediate replacement for if it doesn't work. Kingsley will not be given 4 or 5 weeks to figure this thing out. He needs to figure it out immediately. And if he doesn't figure it out immediately, he will be doing like me and you. He will be watching the Chiefs from the sideline or in the stands. That's how important this is. A 28.4 when it comes to pass blocking? I mean, a 28.4 in the regular season means Pat gets hurt. That's what it means. So, yeah, the 10 snaps, okay. But right now, I think you have, I don't want to say it's a problem because it's a very limited sample size, but if you are looking for something to look at, something to watch in the early part of the season, there's one player that you are looking for, and it's him. They're not getting rid of Josh Simmons. He's a first-round pick at left tackle. They love him. He will be given every opportunity to succeed and fail. There's one player on their team that will not be given those opportunities, and it's Kingsley. So let's see how it goes. Again, I'm not here to tell you that it's going to be great. I'm not here to tell you that it's bad. They've played a handful of preseason snaps. But if you look at the teams that they are going up against in terms of pass rush, you're going up against the Chargers. You're going up against the Eagles in that defensive line, maybe the best in the National Football League. You're going up against the Giants that have spent a lot of resources the last couple of years to have a dominant pass rush. You're going up against the Baltimore Ravens. That offensive line, and more specifically, Kingsley Suamataia is going to be tested from the very, very beginning of the season. And I'm telling you right now, he is the first one who could potentially be voted off the island. He can be the weakest link. And they are not going to have the patience for him the way that they are going to have with Josh Simmons. You ain't Josh Simmons. This is a team right now that doesn't have a lot of storylines because their roster's set. They're good. We all think they're winning their division. They're going to be right there in the mix with Baltimore, Buffalo to win another Super Bowl, to go to another Super Bowl. The biggest storyline, and I don't really think that it's close, is Kingsley Suamataia's development and what does that look like for the 2025 season. I will not leave you guys hanging. We have a rule. We have a standard on this show, and I'm not interested in breaking that. We have a rule. If we talk about the Royals in the first segment of the show, it can only mean one thing. Rob, just because it's football season, that doesn't mean we neglect our routine. Hit it, Rob.
We're where you want to be. Baseball with the Royals. If you're you want to be.
Carrying today's random rolls lap takes us back to a year where it was all happy times. 2003. We're on this date in 03. The Royals went on the road and got spanked by the New York Yankees. Here was their lineup that day.
Rob, you always know how to put a smile on my face.
Leading off in right field, Aaron Gile.
Absolutely. Royals Hall of Famer.
Batting second, the Rookie of the Year, shortstop, Angel Barroa.
He should be in the Royals Hall of Fame.
Batting third, the designated hitter, Mike Sweeney.
Okay.
Batting fourth, in center field, Carlos Beltran.
Royals Hall of Famer.
Batting fifth.
Potential Baseball Hall of Famer.
Potential Baseball Hall of Famer. Batting fifth in left field, Raul Ibanez.
I don't think he should be in the Royals Hall of Fame, but he was very important.
Batting sixth at third base, Joe Randa.
Just an overall swell guy. I got his autograph one time when I was a kid. He signed it, the Joker.
Batting seventh, the second baseman, Desi Relaford.
He's in nobody's Hall of Fame.
Batting eighth, the first baseman, Ken Harvey.
He's in the Life Hall of Fame.
And batting ninth, behind the plate, Brent Maine.
That was a fun 2003 lineup. Who pitched that day?
By the way, today was the first date in Royals history. Jose Lima took a loss in
03. Oh, man. This should be a holiday.
He went four, giving up six, having his ER raised to 3.72. He was 7-0 before that.
Oh, man. Shout out to Lima, May, and the Other Days We Pray, and Era. You just had to be there. Coming up on the other side, I will tell you by far and away the most positive thing to have happen during this weekend's Chiefs game. I'll tell you next. Keep it right here. So drive.
Hey, it's Lucas Ersig from the Kansas City Royals. You're listening to The Drive with CDOT on 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by DM Entry Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Entry Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply.
Issued by WebBank in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
I know that you guys come to this show for television and movie recommendations. Now, I know that you guys are the target audience for this, but I'm here to tell you The Kingdom is really, really good. I've really enjoyed it so far. I watched the first four episodes of The Kingdom. I plan on finishing it later today. I love it. I don't watch the franchise. The franchise is just a little too, I don't know, corporate for me. It's not for me. I'm not the intended audience of the franchise, but I was very curious to get a behind the scenes look at the Chiefs and see how ESPN was going to handle this. And I'm telling you, as people who follow the Chiefs and watch the Chiefs on a day in, day out basis, The Kingdom gets a two thumbs up for me. I have really, really enjoyed it. So I just would encourage you guys to watch it. I was thinking about that hearing Juju Smith-Schuster's voice because they went over Juju's house for Thanksgiving. So it was just kind of cool to see, you know, Chiefs players and how they celebrate Thanksgiving. I would highly, highly encourage you. If you have ESPN Plus or Disney Plus, I would highly encourage you to check out The Kingdom. I believe it's 6 1-hour episodes. So, you know, if you got a little bit of free time, just be sure to check out The Kingdom as they are following the Chiefs last season as they were trying to win 3 championships in a row. All right, Rob, I want to give you a couple of stats, a couple of thoughts, a couple of opinions about the Kansas City Chiefs. Thought number one about the Kansas City Chiefs. I saw this tweet. Isaiah Pacheco reached 17 miles an hour on his lone touch on Friday's game. He reached that speed just 3 times once he came back from injury last year. You guys know my thought process on this. I don't believe that Isaiah Pacheco was ever healthy the second half of the season. I believe that Pacheco needed more time to heal and recover, but you want to get back out there on the field. You're seeing another guy kind of take your position. I understand why Isaiah Pacheco fought so hard to come back when he did, but I think it was pretty clear that Pacheco, he just wasn't the same violent runner that he was before. I understand to some degree. I disagree, but I understand the logic of why the Chiefs really are gambling that Isaiah Pacheco is going to be back this season. That's really what they're gambling on. I don't think you can go into the season very realistic that your 7th round pick in the 240s is going to be a major contributor this year. Elijah Mitchell has had just a very blah camp. We haven't spent a lot of time talking about Elijah Mitchell. He hasn't really done anything. He didn't look good this weekend in the preseason. Like, I'm not really counting a major contributor to the team. Maybe he ends up being that Jerick McKinnon, that third back that just is there for kind of catching the ball out of the backfield. Maybe that is what the plan is for Elijah Mitchell. I just don't expect him to get a whole lot of carries. He probably shouldn't get a whole lot of carries. At this point, we all know what Kareem Hunt is. I think the Chiefs are really planning on Isaiah Pacheco being Isaiah Pacheco. The biggest difference with their entire team, and this includes Josh Simmons, the biggest difference with the Chiefs is they are expecting to have a viable run game. The Chiefs did not have a viable run game at any point in the second half of the season. There was the early burst where Kareem was getting a bunch of carries and really high usage. And once that initial wave kind of fell off, and as he got more wear and tear and as the season progressed and he became less and less effective in a 1st-and-10, 2nd-and-8 situation and only really became viable in 3rd-and-1 and 3rd-and-short scenarios, they didn't have any true run game the second half of the season. And that obviously has a great impact on your offense, especially when you factor in the injuries that they had at wide receiver and they had a lot of guys coming and going just based on injuries and who's healthy and who's available. A healthy Isaiah Pacheco transforms their offense. They don't have a chance, in my opinion, in being a top 10 offense without a healthy Isaiah Pacheco. Now, you need some guys to stay healthy at wide receiver. You need guys to take step forward at wide receiver. But more than anything, they are looking to counting on and expecting a healthy version of Isaiah Pacheco. And the same way I tell you guys with Hollywood that no news is good news, that I don't care how Hollywood is performing in training camp, I don't care how he's doing in preseason, can you get him to the finish line? I feel the exact same way about Isaiah Pacheco. Coming up this weekend, this Friday, against the Chicago Bears, I'm giving Isaiah Pacheco maybe one carry. We know what you can do. You're healthy. You're ready to go. You hit top speed of 17 miles an hour. You didn't really do that the second half of the season. You did that on one carry. You need somebody that can get you a home run potentially on first down. You need somebody who can take a first and 10 and turn it into a second and three, second and two situation. They didn't have that in the run game last year. I do think they can have that to kick off the season. I think Isaiah Pacheco, Rob, being healthy is the biggest difference in this team from last year at the end of the season when we saw them to potentially what they're going to look like coming up in a few weeks.
I think as much time as this show has spent talking about Hollywood Brown, his health, Rashee Rice, the wide receiver room, and as much as time as this show has spent talking about getting the offense back to explosive and those sorts of things, I think as much as I hate the run game, one of the reasons why the Chiefs offense looked like it was stuck in quicksand at times last year, which it was more than just, hey, they had some injuries at wideout. Hey, they had some issues at offensive line. It was all of it. And I feel like maybe the only show in the city willing to point out the Kareem Hunt was just okay last year. Maybe a little below okay as the season went on. He was just whatever. Is this show. And if they can get explosion at that position, any explosion in that position, they don't need 2017 Kareem Hunt. They just need 2022 Isaiah Pacheco. And if they can get that out of running back, then maybe you get a little explosion out of your run game. Now, because of that, there's a trickle-down effect. You get more explosion out of the pass, all these things. But I feel like every time this show talks about the offense, we end up in the same location. They were just blah last year, and they have to fix that across the board, and that includes Isaiah Pacheco. No one is asking, or at least I'm not, I don't believe you are, Isaiah Pacheco to be an 1,100-yard rusher. No one's asking to be Saquon Barkley. But in the Super Bowl season, 2022, when the Patrick Mahomes was the MVP and the offense was fun and exciting, Isaiah Pacheco was a rookie. He rushed for, what, 900 yards as a mostly backup that season to Clyde Edwards-Helaire? Give me that version of the offense again. Give me that version of Isaiah Pacheco again. And on Mondays when me and you are talking about Chiefs games, or I guess sometimes Fridays or Saturdays or sometimes Tuesdays, because the Chiefs play all the time. But whenever we dissect the game, if we get to talk about a team that looked like the 2022 team, I'm going to be excited. And that includes getting Isaiah Pacheco back to being a 900-yard type of guy, not the guy who battled injury, and not Kareem Hunt, who hit the ground running but eventually stopped running at over 4 yards a carry and started running in cement.
Yeah, text line 913-586-7965. CDOT, for whatever reason, you hate Kareem Hunt. I really hope he has a chance to have a good year. I don't know why you guys just think that I dislike every player on the team. I don't have anything against Kareem Hunt. I think more than anything, I just kind of know and understand what Kareem Hunt is. He cannot be your number one running back. He can't be. He can't be your number one running back. I actually like Kareem Hunt this year for what they're asking him to be. What they're asking Kareem Hunt to be is a third down change of pace back. The final eight games of the year, Kareem Hunt averaged 3.5 yards per carry and had two touchdowns. Again, I'm not saying that that's a bad thing. We're talking about a 30-year-old running back that joined the team in the middle of the season. I think he is fine for what they're asking him to be. You brought him in on a one-year deal. He's making $2 million. He's your backup running back. Oh, that's fine. My issue the whole time is I just want more pop. I want more sizzle. I want more explosiveness. That's a position where I know we talk about explosiveness in the pass game. Like, you can get explosiveness from just turning around and handing the ball off too. And they didn't have that last year in the second half of the season. The numbers tell you they didn't have that last year. So I don't have anything against Kareem Hunt. I think he is being fine for what you're using him to be. If Kareem Hunt ends up being a guy that's getting double-digit carries for this team, something's just gone wrong this year. And you have another injury at running back, and you probably need to go outside the building to fill that void. If you're going to get the Isaiah Pacheco back that you're talking about, Rob, a guy that you think can get you somewhere between 12 to 16 carries and be a guy who in his career is averaging 4.5 yards per carry, you can live with that.
I feel like, and maybe it's just the way what we're saying hits people's ears, neither one of us dislike Kareem Hunt. we just never felt like Kareem Hunt was the answer. And the stats would tell you he was not the answer. He was fine against the Niners. And in the ensuing games after that, he was pretty good. But then he hit a wall. You can pull up his game log. I can do it. You can do it. Joe and Aletha, text line, you are welcome to do this exercise. Pull up his game logs. You can see when it started to turn. And he went from, wow, he gave the Chiefs really something at running back, to he's a 30-something-year-old running back who looks like a 30-something-year-old running back. I think they are getting the most out of him. And the reason they brought him back is they feel like maybe limiting carries, limiting wear and tear, and using him properly, they can get back to that Niners game, getting the last juice, you know, last squeeze of juice out of him before it's done. Because Trez Taylor always said running backs only have so many hits on their body. But somehow we've been painted as anti-Kareem Hunt because we don't think Kareem Hunt should get 205 carries, because that's nonsensical. It's 2025.
Yeah, no, Kareem Hunt just isn't a guy that can get that usage. And that's why, get back to our main point, I'm really excited that we are in a standpoint where I think he's just going to be used correctly. Like last year, just to put it into perspective, I know injuries played a part of this. I mean, Kareem Hunt got as many carries as James Cook, Bucky Irving, and Devon Achane. That's not how you should be using Kareem Hunt in 2025. If that's not the plan for Kareem Hunt this year, then great. I don't have any problem with the Chiefs using Kareem Hunt on 3rd and 2, and he gets you 3-4 yards, and then you go back to Isaiah Pacheco or you go to one of the other young options. I don't got anything against them using Kareem Hunt, but I mean, him being he was 23rd in carries last year. That's just, if that ends up being the case in their run game this year, it's just not going to be very effective. I think we have enough evidence to suggest that being the case. I know that tight end is usually a position that you guys are very interested in. We don't got to talk about Travis Kelce, and we all know that he's making the team. Don't got to talk about Noah Gray. We also know that he's making the team. One person who I am now 100% convinced is making the team. And if you are going through and you are making your 53-man roster, it needs to include Robert Tonyan. Maybe I'm drinking the preseason Kool-Aid just a little bit too much. I actually think that Robert Tonyan can help them in the regular season. Like, we're talking about a guy who, I mean, he has a track record outside of Kansas City. We're talking about a guy who, now, I know it was a while ago, but, I mean, he had 586 yards with the Packers and had 11 touchdowns in the COVID season back in 2022. Because you know my rule, if you did something before COVID, I don't care. In 2022, Robert Tonyan had 53 catches for 470 yards and 2 touchdowns. Now, he also probably needs to be used sparingly. He's not going to be a red zone threat, not going to be one of those guys. But I absolutely trust Robert Tonyan on a 3rd down, a 2nd and 7 to go out there and be a capable tight end for Kansas City. You know what? Put me down for like 200 to 300 yards, somewhere in that range for Robert Tonyan. I think he can help this team. I think he has a role on this team. I think he has played his way onto the roster. I think there's a role for Robert Tonyan this year. I think he's a part of the squad.
Carrington, I haven't been doing the show for a long, long time, but I've been doing it long enough to know this show doesn't like talking about tight end 3. It's something that we let the fans and the text line talk about, but we don't really lean into it because it doesn't matter. They don't run special 3 tight end sets that lead to super heavy success. They don't do this, that, or tight end 3 is just preseason fodder. And yet here I stand, and you're telling me about Robert Tonyan can help this team? Robert Tunyon's better than Jared Wiley. And Robert Tonyan we'll probably get some snaps, but you know what Robert Tonyan is? He's Sean McGrath. He's just a fan favorite.
No, we're not doing that.
He's just a fan favorite preseason player.
No, I think he's much better than Sean McGrath.
Is not, when the rubber meets the road, it's 3rd and 7, and he checks in. You're going to be like, wow, what a good play we got coming. Or you're going to be like, uh-oh, why is he in the game?
Let me ask you a question. You know, I'll give you a hot take here. I think Robert Tonyan has more yards this year than Jalen Royals does. I'll give you that take right now.
So that means Noah Gray has more than both of them, too.
Well, yeah, for sure. Like, if you're asking me right now who gets more yards this season receiving, Robert Tonyan or Jalen Royals, I'll take Robert Tonyan. I think there's a clear role for him on the team. I really do. And, you know, I think you and I both have the same feeling that they should just use Travis Kelce less in week 4 and week 5. And that way, if you're telling me that we go from Kelce getting 90% of the snaps, Kelce now coming back to getting 65 and 70, and your number one goal is to keep Travis Kelce as healthy and upright until you get to the games important in the season, then sign me up for Robert Tonyan being the established veteran that takes some of those opportunities away. You get Noah Gray more involved. You get him more on the field. You get Robert Tonyan in, and he can help you in some blocking situations, can help you in some play-action situations, and a lot of those little shovel plays that they run. I think there's a role for Robert Tonyan this year. I really do. If right now, sign me up. I think he's going to get somewhere between 200 to 300 yards. I think he will be a part of their offense. I think he will contribute. I think it will be noticeable that they use Robert Tonyan this season.
So whose yards is he – I mean, is he taking Travis Kelce's yards? Because I'm looking at the 2022 offense. And that's the offense at least I keep using as, hey, I want the offense to get back to what it looked like in 2022. Because we can pull up last year's offense like, oh, he's going to get what so-and-so got. Neither one of us think last year's offense was something to write home about. I'm looking at their receiving leaders from that season. Obviously, he's not going to be in the Kelce, Juju, MVS range
no,
that time.
Neither.
You think – that year, 2022, Jody Fortson had 108. You think he's going to have more than 108? That year, Kadarius Toney, these are not names people think highly of, had 171. You think basically what Robert Tonyan is what Kadarius Toney was for the 2022 team. Do you think he's Sky Moore? Sky Moore in 2022, despite all his flaws as a receiver, and we'll get to Sky Moore, had 250 yards. You basically think Robert Tonyan is wide receiver four type of energy from 2022?
Yeah, somewhere in that range. I think Robert Tonyan is somewhere in this range. I'm looking at it. That year, Justin Watson got 34 targets. Noah Gray got 34 targets. Sky Moore got 33 targets. Yeah, that feels about right to me for Robert Tonyan. He's a guy that gets 25 to 35 targets, somewhere in that range. And I think he is fine. I think he is serviceable with those targets. You can sign me up for that production for Robert Tonyan. I think he's earned it. I think he has earned his right to be on this team. I think he has earned some opportunities once the game matters of getting a chance to run with the ones. I do think that's happened.
I think he's definitely earned opportunity, and I think he'll definitely make the roster. I just think we have to – I think your context is correct, but I think sometimes with tight end three, maybe more than any other city in America, people go bananas for tight end three in Kansas City. So as long as we frame it correctly, and Robert Tonyan is a 150 to 250-yard guy for the Chiefs, then yes, I think he has value. But I think it's also possible – we look back at that 2022 team – Noah Gray's going to have more yards than we think because we both think they're going to, you know, load manage Travis Kelce. And Noah Gray has shown that he is a more capable tight end. So Noah Gray might be getting a larger yardage than we think Robert Tonyan. But I do think he's a lock. If you're doing a exercise at home in the 53, put his name in Sharpie, as Seth Davis always says.
Text line 913-586-7965. CDOT, I think they're using Tonyan as a trade piece. He's 31. Trade him for a sixth-round pick and be happy. Ain't nobody giving you a draft pick for Robert Tonyan. Like, ain't nobody giving you a draft pick. He didn't play last year in the NFL. He had 117 yards the last season that he did play. Robert Tonyan ain't getting you back no value in the trade market. I just keep him. Like, I'm sorry. Nobody's giving you a future sixth-round pick for the Chiefs' third round for their third tight end who's 31 years old. You're not getting anything for him. And I don't think you need to trade him. Like, somebody has to make the team. I think he's just going to make the team. I think he's going to be one of those guys. I'm looking forward to him this year on the team. We'll get back to the Royals coming up in the 3 o'clock hour. Vern earlier today, he was on Fesco and Dusty, and he said that the Royals are going to need a better version of Seth Lugo if they really want to make a run of this thing and trying to make the postseason. That is without question.
Conversations with Matt Quatrero when they dive into the data, the pitch data for Seth Lugo, there's nothing that screams this is a fatigued 36-year-old. So, if they're not going to take any of those easy excuses, I'm not going to continue to give it to them. So bottom line, Seth Lugo needs to pitch better. He's disappointed in the second half. He knows it better than anybody, and he needs to earn that contract here down the final 7-8 starts that he makes.
I mean, it definitely hasn't been good. I mean, these last two starts for Seth Lugo, I mean, they've been bad. Like, there's really no other way to put it. It's been real bad for Seth Lugo. I mean, his last three starts, Seth Lugo has a 10.66 ERA. He has given up 15 earned runs in his last 2 2/3. That's me even being generous. I'm not even including some other starts. I'm just going off the last three. I don't think this is obviously Seth Lugo. I think the timing really stands out that they just gave him the contract and then everything is just really blown up kind of in their face since then. I'm not going to be overly concerned about Seth Lugo. I'm going to listen to Vern here. The Royals are telling us it's not a fatigue thing. It's not an injury thing. He's just going through a little bit of a slump. Players are allowed to go through a bit of a slump. We'll see what that looks like for the Royals as they continue going, and he's going to pitch in this series against the Texas Rangers. So we'll keep an eye on this. Coming up on the other side, one of the most ridiculous ideas that I have ever heard was proposed. We'll talk about it. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
You're listening to The Drive with Carrington Harrison.
For the first time in a long time, I'm willing to dream that this can be a special season for the Missouri Tigers.
Brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this. 96.5 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Rob, I got to ask you an important question. This might be the most important question I ask you today. Have you seen the video circulating of Jamie Lee Curtis as she's promoting Freakier Friday, the movie with her and Lindsay Lohan?
I haven't seen the video, but I've seen the internet's reaction to the video.
Did you know? Because I was unaware. I'm asking, did you know?
I'm not a kid of the 80s. I feel like you got to ask people of the 80s. People in the 80s seem like they knew.
Did you know?
I was born in 91. I had no idea.
I learned something this weekend about Jamie Lee Curtis that I didn't know before. Had absolutely no clue. Was stunned to find out this information. Flabbergasted to find out this information. I just want to share that with you. For those of you that know what we're talking about, then you know, but I didn't know. And it doesn't sound like, Rob, you knew when it came to Jamie Lee Curtis. That's not a movie that I would see in the theater. I don't know why that movie wasn't sent directly to Disney Plus. You're going to see that movie in theaters in 2025? No chance.
Who asked for a sequel to that movie?
I don't mind a sequel to it. That's just not
15 years later? Like, too much time has passed.
Yeah, I mean, that movie's got to be directly to Netflix. That's not a movie that I'm going to the movie theater to go see. I can't believe that people thought that was a good idea, but good luck to them. Good luck to both of them, Jamie Lee Curtis and Lindsay Lohan. The Big Ten is proposing, honestly, I'm not even joking, quite possibly this could be the worst idea that I've ever heard. They are going to expand the college football playoff. I don't know how many teams it will jump to, but even though we didn't really see a very competitive 12-team playoff, they now think that we need to add more teams to the college football playoff. I told you guys this when it first happened. Everybody laughed at me. Like, oh, I told you guys. The only reason that they are thinking about expanding the college football playoff is because kids told us they didn't want to play in these bowl games anymore. Bowl games have become less and less valuable. The only way to make bowl games valuable again is to rope them into the playoff. Therefore, kids have to play. That's the only reason why we are doing this. There are not 24 or 28 teams that are worthy of competing for the college football national championship. Now, I don't think we're going to get to 24 or 28, but it's even ridiculous that we would even be having this conversation. It makes me so mad and so frustrated that the people that run college sports just don't seem to like college sports. And I will say, if I can stand up on my soapbox for just a bit, I mean, we have spent our whole lives as millennials being told how bad participation trophies are and how soft our generation is. And now the old folks, they want to create a college football playoff in which 28 teams could be a part of. You know when college football was at its best? When you had to win all of your games. There would never, in the history of college football, ever had been a system in which Ohio State could have lost to that Michigan team in the final regular season game and it not matter. They still got a home game in the college football playoff after losing to that sorry Michigan team that didn't make a bowl game last year. How? Well, that's the college football that we got. I'm trying to love it. I'm trying to embrace it. According to this, for example, this is from Pete Thamel, in the 2018 model, the Big Ten and SEC would each get 7 automatic bids, while the ACC and the Big 12 would each receive 5 teams. There ain't 5 teams in the ACC that should be in anybody's college football playoff. There certainly isn't in the Big 12. That would have included Colorado last year. And what world would Colorado, were they good enough to be in the college football playoff? What are we doing here? There would then be 2 auto bids for the non-Power 4 conference teams and then 2 at-large teams. You know what this is? This is to try to make everybody happy. Well, the Big Ten has added so many teams and the SEC has added so many teams. I mean, Oklahoma and Texas, you could have been in a league that had an automatic qualifier for it. You would have been the favorite most years to get the automatic qualifier, but no, you wanted to go see if the grass was greener on the other side. Now that you realize you've signed up to be the 7th best team in the SEC, you're now trying to figure out a way to still make the playoffs. No, get better. That's the solution. In the Big Ten, you're trying to make USC and Oregon and Washington and all these schools happy. So the team that comes in 6th place, they want to be included in the playoff. No, win more games. 5 teams in the ACC? I don't even think I can name 5 teams in the ACC. Who's in that league now? Cal is in the ACC. To let you know how screwed up college sports are, California is in the Atlantic Coast Conference. It's all stupid. It's all a waste of everybody's time. The Big Ten, they are considering an idea for massive playoff expansion that the postseason would grow from 24 to 28 teams. Sources tell ESPN, I want them to quickly know that we don't want this. Return to sender. Please keep this away from me. I mean, I think 12 is too many teams, but they're about to go, they're for sure going to 16. There's no question in my mind they are going to expand the college football playoff at least one more time. And then we'll complain about the team and we'll feel bad for the 17th best team in college football. The 17th best team in college football used to just go to the Holiday Bowl. Now we got to figure out a way to get them in the college football playoff. Rob, I hate it. It makes me sick.
This is legitimately one of the worst ideas I've ever heard. Kudos to you for reading all the particulars about the Big Ten's bad plan to get bad teams in the college football playoff. I saw Pete Thamel's tweet over the weekend say 24 or 28. I stopped reading. It's so stupid. It's just the dumbest thing ever. I would have been fine with 8. I wanted more than 4. 8 seemed like a fair number. We're going to end up at 12 or 16. 16 is probably the destination. I'm fine with 16. Why on earth are we going to 24? Why? This is like, now, credit to the powers that be for keeping the NCAA tournament at 68. But there's a lot of momentum for that thing to push to 76, which no one wants that either. Why? Why are we? I mean, I know the answer. The answer is money. Spare me the money answer. But it just, it's so bad for college sports. Like, we really need to have a world where BYU would have been a top 24 team last year. And I thought BYU had a nice season. They would want 10-2, won a bowl game. Good for BYU. They did not deserve a chance to win the national championship game. I'm sorry, they didn't. Tough break, you lose. That's just the nature of the beast.
Someone on the text line says every other division of college football has more teams of them. Get rid of the bowl games. Maybe I'm wrong. We had a system in college football in place for a really long time that has helped it be the second most popular sport in America. That's what college football is. It is the second most popular sport in America. And all, like, I might complain at times about the NFL. Like, it's still kind of the same. You know, it's the same. It ain't that different. Honestly, it ain't that different. I don't know why we've drastically changed conferences, divisions, how the postseason is structured. Just radical changes in college football. And you know what? I don't know why we need to do that. I really don't. I don't know why we need to do that. It was fine. It was perfectly fine. Just the way that it was. Maybe it did need a little bit of tweak, if you want to say that. I mean, you know, it could always improve, but I just 28 teams in the college football playoff. Really quickly, we'll get back to local. Have you guys seen this video of this Seattle Mariners outfielder in his rehab start? Have you seen this video, Rob?
The one where he hucks the bat at the guy?
Everything. I mean, it's not funny, but it's funny. The pitcher clearly didn't mean to do it. And he's so mad, and he just picks up the bat, and he just hurls it at him. I mean, I've never had anybody throw a fastball at me, so I can't say how I would respond in that situation. I can't say how I would respond. If you throw a fastball high and tight, and it hits me at 95 miles an hour, and this thing could have done very serious damage, yeah, I'm with you. But whatever happened to just running to the mound and just being ready to fight? That's what they used to do, right? Hey, you hit me with the baseball. I don't like it. I'm going to charge the mound, and it's time for fisticuffs. He threw the bat. This is the craziest thing I've seen in minor league baseball since. You remember that time where the batter kicked the catcher? He just turned around and drop kicked the catcher? This is a wild video if you haven't seen it. Victor Robles, I believe that's how you pronounce his last name. He was ejected from a AAA game where he got hit with the fastball high and tight, and then he just, I mean, javelin spears throws the bat at the pitcher. I just, what happened? I've only seen that. Was this not a benches clearing brawl? Like, we gotta have fisticuffs after this, right? You gotta have fisticuffs. We gotta run up here, and we gotta fight after this scenario. You threw a bat at my pitcher. Coming up at the top of the hour, we have the offensive numbers for the Royals since the All-Star break. You know what? They have been very good offensively since the All-Star break. We'll tell you. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.